This podcast is for adults only, except for maybe those that get offended by national stereotypes.
Yay!
It contains sex, filth, and filthy sex.
Yeah, we are.
Hello.
That was
one short week.
It was. I think it dragged for quite a while.
I can literally only remember being like handed a cup of tea, and that's pretty much about it.
Why are we here?
Where are we? Who are you?
We're here to try and work out what bloody hell Laura's been doing with her chapter.
That's true.
Pete but Spikey.
Which made no sense to the rest of the book whatsoever.
Abby and Gabby.
I took some drugs and wrote
it. Or something.
Locked yourself in a dark room.
Did you find a story online and copy and paste it?
I don't think we ever find one like, quite like that.
It's a story. It's actually, to be fair, it's a story that's been in my imagination for a long time, having watched that programme in the 90s.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Since it's something that I believed was happening, really, between
So it's been in brewing in your mind for about 20-odd years?
No, I mean, I wasn't that sexually
aware
at that age. But
that's
you know.
What, 20 years ago? Sure you were.
Hang on.
She's now old she is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You should never ask a lady their age.
Yeah, no, that's true, because I would have been the same age as them.
Oh, no. Abby and
there
Gabby.
You go.
Yeah, would you be sexually charged at 15 as a girl?
Well, you know what sex is.
Well, yeah, but definitely. I don't think girls get as horny as men.
Anywho.
So
I heard a rumour you've got some accents going, Laura, in this chat.
I do, yeah.
Look how excited you are.
Mainly of the ones that we already know about, but you know how crap I am at an accent, so...
I'll go get some Yorkshire and German.
Well, when you do them, can we guess what they're meant to be?
Yes.
In light of you saying you had accents...
Ooh.
I've looked up the full list of countries that listen to our podcast.
Oh!
Wow. Oh, no.
Exciting!
I mean, I won't go through them all, obviously.
Wow.
How many are there?
Oh, there's... I don't
is
know,
Chad
50,
on there?
60?
What, really?
Wow.
I mean, the main ones, obviously, UK and the US, and then Australia,
Russia. Yeah,
Canada,
Russia.
Oh, no.
And Germany are quite high.
Oh Germany,
what
we love
France?
You.
Sorry.
We do actually France. Really, really love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not actually seeing France.
Yeah, we don't like French.
Sacre bleu.
What about the Dutch? What about the Netherlands?
Oh, why didn't we do something
quite
in France? I can do a French accent.
Netherlands are like number 10 in the list.
What about Belgium's?
Belgium's. They're not in the top 20.
I don't know how to pronounce.
At the other end of the list, there's loads of countries that have only got one listener.
Nice.
Which is quite nice. So you've got people in like Nigeria, there's one guy or girl.
Do they have someone in Chad? I like that name.
Chad. I used to collect stamps when I was a kid. I got so excited when I got a stamp from Chad.
Oh, how did you get a stamp from Chad?
I don't know, Mum just used to give them to me.
Or have you got one from Ethiopia?
What about, if you got an accent from Mongolia? We've got one listener there.
Wow.
We've got one in Korea. I don't know if you're...
No, maybe Mimi.
No stereotype, right?
I did say, you know...
Do we still have the Philippines? I think we had
Philippines
last year.
Yeah.
Do we?
I don't know why.
Oh,
I
love Filipinos.
Oddly,
yeah.
Ahead of countries like Ireland and Italy and Spain and all that, one of our highest is Cambodia, which I think is random.
Cambodia?
Yeah, it's like in our top. I think it's 11th.
Oh.
What?
That's near Vietnam, isn't it, Cambodia?
Yeah, but why?
Wow.
If you're
hi, Cambodia.
And you're from Cambodia...
Thanks!
Send us a message, I'd like to hear from you.
Oh, send
yeah,
us a
we
selfie!
Would love to.
I don't know,
to
that's strange. I'd like to go to Cambodia.
That's really interesting.
Very interesting.
Very
anyways,
surprising.
There you know who you might upset.
Yeah.
Go on, your finest Cambodian.
That one Mongolian that I think you're going to piss off.
Do you know what's really nice? Mongolian lamb.
Oh, that's what I see.
From
yeah.
the
yeah.
Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, curry.
Shredded Mongolian lamb.
Oh, maybe we should have that next time.
Nice.
Yes.
How about recap, Laura?
Ooh, do you want
oh,
recap?
Oh, yeah, recap. I don't think I can remember what happened in the last chapter.
There was a lot of sex.
Just sex. Yeah, it's basically a bit of a sex fest.
Yeah, fuck fest.
A remake of a 90s TV programme for children.
Oh, The Pleasure Cottage. The Pleasure Cottage.
Yeah.
Loved watching that on TV.
Pleasure Cottage, it's a whole lot of fun. There's prizes to be won. It's a real wacky show where anything will go. Pleasure Cottage.
That's how it went.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, tight.
So basically it's about them making making it again 20 years later.
Love
the
a
same
reboot.
Presenters, which is a man and some twins.
Abby and Gabby.
Abby and Gabby.
And Pete Spikey.
They have a lot of sex, and then the twins.
There's a lot of gunge.
Yeah. Pink gunge. The end of the chapter, the pins. Twins. The twins get sucked into a void or something.
Ooh.
They disappear, basically, and we don't know what's happened to them, and that's that.
Oh, can't wait to find out.
Like that.
Yes.
But the guy got sucked as well, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
In a very different way.
I think he got sucked off by Abby.
He was told to save his penis paste, wasn't he?
Yeah, called Gabby.
Yeah. And he was recharging his disco stick.
Yeah, his rictus erectus got sucked.
He had some very, very good words.
He probably is a bit floppy now.
Very good terminology.
He went into the shower room, didn't he, and realised they weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one quite drastic move to get away from him.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, fucking hell. We're going to go in a well again.
Abby and Gabby had the same size boobs.
Yeah, because they're fake.
But obviously, Eva and Ida don't.
No.
Yeah, but Laura just said
is it
fake?
Just because they're fake?
Yeah.
So they had a matching set, like two for one?
I reckon so, yeah. Mm.
Possibly.
Offer.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
You pay for your front, you get your back done free.
Isn't that for Windows?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the principle's the same.
Probably, yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. Were they blonde as well? I can imagine Abby and Gabby being blonde.
I don't know. It doesn't say, so imagine them how you like.
Okay. They could be brunettes or blondes.
I imagine them blonde too, actually, to be honest.
Is it because of Eminem?
Yeah,
Eminem.
What, the rapper?
Or the...
No, the originals. Sweet. The original twins.
Oh, I don't actually remember the original twins, to be honest.
Do you not?
I think they were Sandy...
I think my focus is probably elsewhere, so...
Oh, yeah?
Really?
What, Pat?
Did you really? Oh.
Well, no, but I don't think I'd have been paying that much attention to the girls.
Yeah.
And I've just now made that sound. If I didn't say yes, it was Pat, the only other thing I could have been looking at was children. So yes, Pat Sharp. What a fox.
Yeah, you should never admit that, Rick.
Were you at that age where you were impressionable and it could have been Pat Sharp that decided your future sexuality?
No, I don't think I ever fancied him, to be fair.
No, I just found him a bit slimy and
he
sleazy.
He had a bit of a mullet, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
although saying that, at that age, I did fancy Michaela Strachan on Wackaday.
Yeah.
She was my first proper crush.
Aww. Yeah. Wackaday.
And Annika Rice. Loved Challenge Annika.
Yes.
Had a proper thing. I wrote to her.
I really wanted her outfit, that one suit. One
shell suit.
But she was quite old, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, an she's older than us.
So, anyway, back to the chapter. What happens next? Please enlighten us, Laura.
I used to fancy Cody from Neighbours.
She got shot, didn't she?
I don't know. I fancied that
there was a drug raid on... Oh, my God, I remember this. There was a drug raid on... what's it called? What street?
Ramsey Street.
And Todd, I think, was involved.
Oh, he's still there, I think.
Todd?
Oh, no, I think a toadfish.
Oh.
Yeah, Todd's not there now.
And there was something, and Cody had to get down because there was going to be, or somebody was outside with a gun, and a gun went off and she got shot through the wall.
Oh, right.
I don't remember, but I did definitely watch it.
Shout out to all us Australian listeners.
Yeah.
Third biggest demographic.
Oh, g'day, mate.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Oh no. You haven't brought him back, have you?
What?
Who's that? Dear, oh dear.
Who's that?
It's one of the chuckles.
Oh no.
But you brought him back.
I know.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Yay.
The twin dilemma, part two. The room is full of twins. Some current and some from the past, and wearing an array of costumes from throughout the years.
Oh.
Pinstripe suits and sequins from the 1920s, army uniforms and siren suits from the Second World War, miniskirts and flamboyant shirts from the 60s, to name a few. Ida, I cannot believe it's really you, exclaims Byron. What happened to me, says Ida, confused.
What did happen?
What is going on?
I remember the Germans trying to kill me. They chased me to the top of the clock tower and then they hung me up and then... And then I must have passed out because my memory escapes me.
Oh.
They did kill you, Ida. They wanted the diamond in the dove, as he suspected.
That sounds like something else. They want your diamond in the dove, love.
I managed to get it away, but in the end they captured me, threatened my goat, and shot my friend.
This is my goat. Oh,
standard.
They always
shot my friend and threatened my goat. The bastards! Sorry, Rob.
Come on, you check.
This is a whole different story, isn't it?
Please read that line again.
I managed to get it away, but in the end, they captured me, threatened my goat, and shot my friend. Byron looks over.
Is that the order of things that he was annoyed?
Yeah. That needs to be the tagline for the book.
Oh, LG's is beloved.
Byron looks over to where Ben is happily talking into the ample bosom of a 1940s nurse who is tending to his wounds.
Hell yeah.
Is he going to speak?
A life-threatening injury is not enough to keep Ben from his Lothario ways, he thought as he chuckled to himself. That German bitch over there used the diamond to activate the wooden box, but... Oh! Where is the Führer? Somebody get Justin Cider now! Screams Helga.
Justin Cider.
Justin Cider.
Who's Justin Cider?
Probably a lot of people.
I loved your German accent, by the way.
Yeah, it scared me.
It was just you shouting normal.
I don't know how to do a German accent.
But they were just shouting at random stuff, which is why all the twins are coming out.
Why are all the twins coming?
What, you find out in a sec. At that moment, another wave of twins floods from the box.
Oh, God.
Including Helga's sister, Ali Robinson, a well-known TV presenter.
Helga's got a twin sister.
And Eve. Whilst Ali and Helga have almost identical Botox and floor-length leather coats, they make no effort to acknowledge each other.
Helga has a twin sister.
Also wearing a leather coat. She's a TV presenter.
Can this strawberry
What's her name again?
Ali Robinson.
Ali Robinson.
Who could that possibly be?
So there's Helga and Ali.
Eve! Thank God you're safe! Squeals Ida as she runs to embrace her. After a good 5 minutes of hugging and crying...
5 minutes? That's a long time just to be hugging and crying.
I'm just thinking, but Eve was on the train.
She was.
Yeah,
and now she's sucked... They're all sucked into this thing.
Made me look so confused.
After a good 5 minutes of hugging and crying, Eve pulls back to observe the goings-on of the room, and she smiles to herself.
Oh.
Eve? Is this something to do with you? Questions Ida. I think it has something to do with us, if my research was correct.
Here we go, Mimi.
But we need to get out of here pronto before they come to that same conclusion.
Here comes the science.
Is it just inside?
Yeah, it is.
It's always just inside.
Oh, God.
That's a really unfortunate name.
Yeah.
That's an actual name. What's on that list?
Oh, just inside. Yeah.
Stone the Flaming Crow.
Is that actually Aussie?
Yeah.
Hooray.
What the hell's going on in here? Exclaims Justin as he enters the warehouse. The box has malfunctioned. That does not sound German.
Oh, okay.
And I need you to fix it, orders Helga. Justin, formerly Justine before the operation, had been recruited into Helga's research team due to his world-leading research into ancient boxes and diamonds.
Ancient boxes and diamonds! What the...
I'm so sad I missed that in my A levels. Instead, I took general studies.
Yay!
I was either ancient boxes and diamonds, general studies.
Maybe general studies. Yeah. I love it how we've got, like, you know, all sorts in here, twins, Germans, Nazis.
Loads of twins.
Yeah.
Well, it is a twin dilemma.
Potentially a chuckle brother.
Chuckle brother, yeah.
And is he a twin or not?
No, just a brother. No, they're just a brother.
Damn it.
He's made some breakthrough discoveries about how diamonds interact with wood in Cairns, northern Queensland.
Was that an Australian accent again?
No, that was just my description of him.
Oh.
I've been there, Cairns.
Nice.
Mm.
Struth, something has gone wrong with the equilibrium, that's for sure, says Justin. In English, please, Justin. Or does Helga?
In English.
Well, it's like this. There always has to be the same number of spirits in the box at any one time. It's the way it was set up. So when we try to recall a spirit from the box, it has to be replaced with the spirit of a living person. However, for some reason, this flaming galah box has summoned all twins everywhere.
Oh.
It's malfunctioned.
Can you fix it? Asks Helga. I'll need to consult the manual and fiddle with the box.
What is there a manual for an ancient box? Who the hell would have written a manual?
But first things first, can you get some of these bloody twins out of here? I'm sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage.
Hang on, are you saying that all twins are there? Every single twin ever.
All twins have, the box has malfunctioned. So all twins from the box and everywhere else in the world are flooding into this location.
Wait a second. Are you saying that no gypsies have a mortgage?
Look at this big fat mortgage.
You're right, Mimi.
Yeah.
Coping with this.
I think I need to.
Do you want 5 minutes of hugging?
No.
And sobbing.
I just beyond my wildest imagination.
Is everyone's?
I think so. I can imagine next there'll be goats falling from the sky like Sharknado.
Oh, funny you should say that.
Oh my god.
So, spill the beans then, Eve, demands Ida as the four of them, Ida, Eve, Byron and Ben, huddled together for warmth in the corner of the twin-filled courtyard.
The twin-filled courtyard?
Yeah.
Like, I like that when huddled up to like Ben, who she's never met anyway, or Byron.
Oh, and he's still bleeding.
Ben Dover's being nursed to health. Mm. Yeah, back to health.
Well, according to my sources, where one set of twins has had contact with both the box and the diamond, the powers of the box will not work properly until both of the twins are dead.
Oh, so Eve's got to die.
Oh, my God.
We need to get out of here now, then, panics Ida. Hey, up, duck. No, that's a fucking stupid idea, argues Ben.
Ben!
Ben's back.
You need to destroy the box and the diamond. Otherwise, you will always be running from this.
Where's okay. He from?
Okay, brain of Britain, but how do you suggest we do that? When we were surrounded by Helga and a horde of henchmen, questions Byron.
Well, they've got loads of twins that are in the way. They could, you know, use the twins that are coming out of the box.
Use them as like bullet sponges.
Yeah. I'll just chuck them at them. Yeah, here's the twin. Have another twin.
I need to do that Aopdoc thing again, because otherwise I can't get into his accent.
No, have you been drinking?
But she wrote it.
The accent's really wet with some drinks.
I told you, I thought I saw some green funny stuff.
Like, oh, what's the green gun?
Well, I thought it was a cigarette. It was just
gun.
I haven't seen this.
Was it herbal?
Aopdoc. I think Eve and Ida should try and stop finding a way out of here. I'll distract Helga with my large penis.
Is he having a laugh? You're not going to distract Helga with a penis. She's not interested in that.
I'll distract Helga with my large penis and sexual prowess. And Byron.
The same woman who shot him.
Exactly.
And Byron, you can snatch the goods. What could possibly go wrong?
What could
possibly go wrong?
Oh, essentially, this is what I imagine is going to happen. Ben is just going to stand there like this.
Look at that penis.
Look at my cock. Maybe swinging it helicopter. From left to
right. Yeah. Helga's just going to shoot it off.
I bet he's got some tricks after being in the army all that time, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think Helga's interested in him. I can't imagine. I kind of imagine Helga being a lesbian.
Like her grandmother before her.
Well, one of those non-sexual people.
She kind of liked Byron a bit when she had him tied to the chair.
She did. She showed interest and then kind of snapped out a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the boxer's influence.
Maybe they should swap roles then. That would be a good plan. Anyway, however, implementation of the plan is interrupted by some commotion coming from the entrance to the warehouse.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
Where'd she come from?
She's in a film at the moment.
Yeah, I meant Lady G. LG.
LG.
Lady Garden.
Yeah. Well, you're not far off there, actually, memes. Strike me pink! Somebody get Hell's Bells and quickly! Orders Justin, who runs out looking flustered. Hell's Bells is his nickname for Helga, by the way.
Oh, Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells.
Good job you clarified that.
At that moment, Lady Garden comes bounding out of the warehouse through the crowds and up to where the group is gathered.
She's alive!
That's my Lady Garden.
I was about to make a goat noise, but I don't know what noise goat makes. Do they just bleat?
Yeah.
Bleat.
Oh no.
Byron! I've come for you.
I've got the diamonds. I'm not doing a gas. Quickly, follow me. I know how to get out of here.
Is that what the goat's talking? The goat's talking. What the fuck?
Hey up, duck. Fuck me. Did that nurse give me some hallucinogenic drugs or did that goat just speak? Said Ben. It's not the goat, it's me, Sophia. My spirit was in the box, so when I was released, I jumped into the goat's body so that I could swallow the diamond and get it away from him.
So, Byron's mother was the goat!
She's hiding inside Lady Garden!
LG!
Oh, her soul!
Yeah, her soul, yeah.
So, how come Sophia was in the box?
Because she has a twin.
Oh.
A long lost one.
Oh!
So, yeah, Sophia, obviously Byron's mum, is now the goat.
She's not actually the goat. She's just in the goat.
In the goat.
Yeah. Byron, my son, I am your mother.
Yeah, because that would be silly if she was the goat.
Yeah.
Mother? Sir Byron. Hello, my love. We'll catch up properly later, I promise.
I'm just in the goat right now. Your dinner's in the microwave.
But first, you ridiculous. Must get going.
What the fuck were you on, Laura, when you wrote this?
I love her. The train.
Thanks to the ever-increasing sea of twins, the group manages to escape the courtyard undetected. They follow the goat down two flights of iron stairs, through a trapdoor, along an underground tunnel, and back outside to where a dilapidated jeep is waiting for them.
Oh, LG can drive as well. Must have got it there ready for them.
I don't have a key, so one of you will need to hotwire it, says Sophia. On it, replies Ben.
She can't, she's got trotters.
She used her mouth.
Oh shit, I think they're on to us, exclaims Byron. I can hear them coming. Everybody get in. How are you getting on, Ben? Almost there. They breathe a united sigh of relief as the engine ignites and they pull away. But it's not long before there are five or six jeeps behind them and gunshots being fired.
Is the box and the diamond still with Helga?
The diamond's in the goat. She swallowed it.
There was an old lady who swallowed a diamond.
Oh, there's so much commotion. So the goat went and ate the box and the
goat. No, it just swallowed the diamond.
The box is still there with her.
The box is still there, yeah.
Sophia has had diamond.
Yeah, because before they got the diamond and Helga was going to activate the box with the diamond.
She did activate the box, but it went wrong.
Oh, okay. And then Lady G comes back and eats the diamond. Right.
Well, the soul of Sophia, who came out of the box, went into Lady Garden.
Yeah.
Taking the diamond with her.
So Sophia also has a twin as well.
Mm. Which I think we might learn about soon.
Well, actually, you don't, because I forgot to include that in the
script. Which we won't learn about soon.
But you know about it now, yeah. So that's okay.
Maybe we should add it in for when we sell this book.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, the goat Sophia doesn't really hasn't had a chance to explain that yet, so...
No.
No.
There's probably other things on her mind, like, this is weird, I'm in a goat.
Yes.
Can she control the goat?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's in the body of a goat, basically. It's like
Lady Garden's soul, okay? Because I'm guessing two souls in one body is probably not a good thing. Well, I don't
know. I'd imagine that maybe the goat died.
The goat died.
So no. she entered the lifeless body sort of thing.
Unless Lady G is just asleep. Yeah, you just
body. You killed Lady Garden.
Because
I don't think I did. Helga did. Hell spells.
Sophia's soul would have probably suppressed Lady Garden's.
Yeah.
Like, being in there would have probably...
Yeah, Sophia's just like, I'm just boring your body.
Killed her.
You'll be fine. You can, you know.
When she pops out again, maybe it'll be right.
Yeah. Because Lady G would be conscious of what's going on, but Sophia's in control. Well, that's another story, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Mimi's getting ideas for next week. I didn't think this could get more random than last week's.
Have Gabby and Abby popped up yet?
Well, they're probably somewhere in that courtyard.
In the sea. Yeah. Do we see them again?
Aren't they naked?
No. To be honest, I'm actually nearly at the end of mine now.
Yeah, in theory, they are still naked and covered in soap and gum.
Yeah.
So you must look around all the other twins and be like, the fuck do we look like?
Yeah, damn it, why don't we
Why don't we dress up?
Yeah, so they're male twins as well, I take it, because it's just twins.
Yeah. They make an unlucky choice of direction and end up on a gravel path leading to a jagged cliff edge.
Oh no.
They get out and run to look down at the 200 metre drop to the sea. We have no choice. We have to jump, says Byron, as they look frantically between each other and the drop to the ocean. After 3, 1. Oh God! Panics Eve. 2, 3. Jump! The end.
Oh, I knew that was going to be the end.
I hope Lady G can swim.
But they can use her as like a raft.
Yeah, she'll float.
Yeah.
Very good though, Laura. Very good.
Thanks.
Oh, I don't know how to unpack all that.
Wow.
I think I'm going to have nightmares.
Twins, oh my God. Too many twins.
All the twins.
A talking goat.
Am I right? All the twins... that ever lived and are alive now?
No, it's just all the twins. This is why I think it works. All the twins that are currently living, plus any twins that are in the box.
Okay.
And it can only be stopped by...
killing.
Essentially Eve and Ida.
Yeah.
Shit.
But Ida is technically already dead, but she's just been brought back.
Mm.
So did it malfunction because Eve was in the box and Ida wasn't? What caused it?
No, Ida was in the box.
Yeah, sorry,
I've already... because they had, as a pair of twins, they'd had contact with both the box and the diamond.
Yeah.
Mm. So maybe, like, the DNA is too similar, and the box hadn't been able to...
And now it's just pulling all the twins out.
Yeah, it's dead or alive.
Wow.
Indeed, wow.
I think that's my best synopsis.
Did you like my accent?
I did love your accent.
German one wasn't good, sorry, Germans. But,
Aussie was good.
Yeah.
Try your German again now, quickly.
I can't do it. I just don't know how to do it.
You just do these for W's.
These.
As in, we are coming.
We are coming.
And then you do Z's for TH's. So this is
the sexy box.
Yeah.
Is that some of French?
Yeah. But
it's actually quite tough, I thought, to do German. I thought German was going to be quite easy.
I was practicing yesterday to try and do Sophia in the goat voice the whole time, but it was just taking too long.
You should have done that. That would have been brilliant.
Byron, I am your mother.
The Aussie was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Aussie one.
And I like your language as well. Struth.
And bend over is just an accent all of his own, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I liked Justin Cider.
Justin Cider. Brilliant.
New character. Who was...
and well done, introducing trans.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well done.
Very good. Oh, Mimi, you've got a lot to do.
It's the final...
countdown.
The final countdown.
Yeah, we're only,
countdown.
What, 2 weeks from Christmas, so we're nearly done.
Yeah.
I'll be there with bells on.
Got my stockings out.
Yeah.
Fishnets.
It's all down to memes.
Yeah, no pressure.
Shit.
Where you can wrap all of this up.
Tie up everything.
Good luck. Thanks, everyone. Fucking hell.
Or just like leave it on a cliffhanger for like, you know, book part two.
Yeah, or you could just kill everyone again.
I didn't really kill everyone.
No, no. But you know, you could do that. If you get too stuck for ideas, just kill everyone in a plane crash.
Laura, have you got an episode title for Mimi?
I do. Everything must have an end.
Everything is. Right, I need to write that down. It's a very long chapter. No, right, title, that's the one.
Yeah, it's five words.
I have a short-term memory.
Wow. Oh my god, I can't believe we're nearly at the end.
Is it everything must end or everything must come to an end?
Neither.
No. Everything must have an end.
Oh, everything must have an end.
You do have a short-term memory.
Oh, you know what's going to happen next week? Chapter 11. The beginning.
Well, that sounds true.
Do you know what? That's really ominous, just handing somebody a bit of paper with that written on. Like, Mimi forgets that. She'll put it on her passenger seat in her car, and she'll probably, you know, might forget to pick that up. She'll go in her car in the morning, just see that going, oh, fuck.
And she will have forgotten by then. So she'll be like, oh, someone's left me a threatening note.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially in that writing. I mean.
Unbelievable.
It does sound very threatening.
No, isn't it?
Everything must have an end.
Hello, Gollum.
Anyway, please get in touch.
Oh, please do. I'd love to know what people thought.
And we will read them out on the next chapter, won't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
We write sex@gmail.com.
Nice. You can get us on Facebook, where we write sex.
Instagram, we write sex.
Twitter, we write sex.
And don't forget, we're only a few weeks away from Christmas, and you can buy book one on Amazon.
Do you know what? What a brilliant like idea for somebody that you have no idea wants anything. I'm thinking like an office Secret Santa present.
Yes.
Nothing says like, I don't really know what you like, and I'm not prepared to invest that time into you, than giving them some light erotica.
Light erotica.
Light erotica.
Yeah. And this book will be out
in time.
Just in time for Christmas.
Perfect.
Ooh. Just in time.
Where would people be able to purchase this from, Rob?
Amazon.
Nice.
Nice.
Simple as
that. Heard of them.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere else?
Local company. Independent bookseller, yeah. Amazon.
Nice.
Nice little shop they've got.
And don't forget, we still have to reveal the title for this book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we shall disclose this in the next week or so. Mm.
The grand reveal.
Right then.
Shall
we? Let's chip off, as they say.
Very good. Well done. Well done, Laura.
Well done.
Well done. Well done for that story.
Yes. Yeah, well done for those words.
Such weird
those
story.
Words that just about went together.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get any more sci-fi than that, I think.
Than Byron's mother inhabiting a goat.
Well, it's not technically his spirit, her soul. The spirit is in the goat. Can you imagine going out and like, why have you got a goat? That's my mother you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I'd give you a probably 9 out of 10 for funniness.
Yeah, it was
and
very
probably
good.
1 out of 10 for cohesiveness.
Add them together and that's your 10 out of 10.
Yes.
You've got to get it where you get it. And,
are you sure you weren't drunk when you wrote this?
Should have been. It would have been a lot different.
It makes sense in my head.
I'm glad it did in your head.
It works.
Yeah. It does work.
So, let me just get the number for that crisis team. Oh.
Yeah, but it's all right for you, Laura. I need to wrap it up. Thanks.
Yeah, but you picked the longer straw, remember?
Well, I can't help you if I always pick long ones.
You looked at Rick when you said that. You're like, Rick, hey, hey. Wink, sorry, wink.
Pay you later, pay you later.
I don't know why I was looking at you.
You're a shot away from him.
You're inviting me into your pleasure cottage again, aren't you?
Just insider.
Just insider, brilliant. Right. Shall we go?
Yes.
Yes.
Bye, adios. Everyone. Good day.
Ta-ra.
Farewell.